Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Rise and shine and pump it up. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:08. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wow, the Rams just really whooped up on the Vikings last night. This playoff picture gets a little bit more focused now in the NFL. 27-9. I guess Sam Darnold was having a pretty good year, but he took it on the chin yesterday. So anyway, that's what's going on there in the NFL. What else is going on? Well, today there's going to be confirmation hearings for Trump cabinet nominees. I believe we've got, Doug Collins will be up. He'll be one of them. That's Secretary of Veteran Affairs. Doug Burgum, Secretary of Interior. And Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. Yes, yeah. And he's gotten plenty of attention, some good and some not good. Hundreds of Navy SEALs and veterans are going to march on D.C. to support Pete Hegseth. So I would imagine that would have to happen today, right? All right. So he's got lots of support there, right? His FBI background check comes back.
Yeah.
Unremarkable, which that's how you want it. Yeah. You don't want it to be remarkable.
No.
Not an FBI check. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's not. You want a high score. You want
going on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Boring is what you want. Yeah, that's right.
And apparently looks pretty good.
Good.
And let's see. According to Punch Bowl News, FBI file was delivered to Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Roger Wicker and Ranking Member Jack Reed. And, they said... you know, if the Dems were hoping for something, their hopes on that are dashed.
Good.
But then wait.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There's Senator Dick Blumenthal. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Out of Connecticut.
Yeah.
He almost looks kind of cartoonish. You know, he has that kind of drawn, gaunt face. You know, he definitely would play a bad guy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he is a bad guy. Let's be honest. The guy's a joke. He never should have got elected to the Senate. Shame on those idiots in Connecticut that voted for this bozo. And they do it over and over again. I don't like this guy. Anyway, I'll give you the reason why. I know some of you are already ahead of me. Yeah, we know it's coming. He was on MSNBC. Not that anybody watches it, but Blumenthal was on there. And he was bashing Pete Hegseth. Do you know anything of what is in the background investigation into Pete Hegseth The host, Nicole Wallace, asked Blumenthal. We've asked to see the background report. We've been denied access to it. In fact, we've asked repeatedly, myself and other members of the committee, and we've asked for other records. I've written to the leadership for the committee twice, asking for documents and other materials that relate to his financial mismanagement of the two veteran organizations he ran into the ground. Now, that's his opinion.
Right.
And that's for those who don't want to see him get the position. They've played that part of it up. He continued, let's be very clear, Nicole. Even with what we know in the public record so far, he is probably the most unqualified nominee.
Oh, my goodness.
For a position of serious consequence in the United States government in recent history.
Wow.
You know, it'd be one thing if Biden had made all these really, you know, great picks.
Stellar,
but,
yeah.
But it's a joke. It is. It's a literal joke. Well, he's calling this almost a joke. He's calling Pete Hegseth unqualified. Huh. You know, and you wonder, those who speak out the loudest and are the nastiest, I wonder why. Huh. Now, you know, Pete Hegseth, he served, he was deployed.
Yeah.
So he's been in combat.
Yeah. Talk about hands-on experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you don't remember, I will remind you.
Yes.
This story came out back in 2010. The front runner in the Connecticut Senate race, who had claimed he served in the Vietnam War when he hadn't.
Yes.
Yesterday insisted that the explosive scandal was just a result of a few misplaced words. He claimed that he served in Vietnam, and he did not. Not one day.
Blumenthal. Wow.
And he still got elected. And elected again. This guy is bad news. He's a lefty weirdo. Who would do that? Who would lie like that? Oh, yeah, some homeless guy, stolen valor guy, who's desperate and trying to, you know, get some money or whatever. No.
Misplaced words?
Yes.
You mean lies? That's another way of putting it. I mean, the guy does look like, you mentioned him cartoonish. He's, mm-hmm. This is the guy that looks like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. That's who he looks like.
On a good day.
Well, yeah.
Under fire for wildly distorting his military record, Attorney General at the time, Richard Blumenthal, who leads the contest to replace retiring Senator Chris Dodd, said his repeated misstatements about his service were totally unintentional.
Repeated?
How do you make them unintentional?
Repeatedly.
You were either in a combat zone, you were either in Vietnam, in country, or you were not. And he was not.
And wouldn't you catch yourself the first time instead of saying it again and again?
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd want to straighten it out.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I think that most of us say, hey, look, if you served your nation, it may have not been your choice of whether you were going to be sent to a combat zone or not.
Sure.
So
lie about
so
it.
So you can't say, you know what I mean?
No.
If you actually served, you're there, you're available. Mm-hmm. To me, there's some heroics just in that.
Right.
But then to lie about it, to lie and say you are in country, it's a slap in the face for all those who actually did serve in that capacity. It really is.
And then you're going to take the high horse and be all judgmental on somebody else?
Exactly.
Talk about your typical lefty hypocrisy.
Yeah. Man. Well, that's what they do. This guy's a loser. So yeah. when Blumenthal says Hegseth is not qualified and it's almost a joke, this is coming from a guy who wrote the book on military jokes.
Wow.
And none of them are funny.
Mm-mm.
So, Dick Blumenthal, sit down and shut up. 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcasts and download them. And just click on subscribe. Coming up later, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz will be with us. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
Another day in paradise. Welcome to it. Good morning. It is 6:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Governor DeSantis and Florida leading the deportation program. Yeah. So this is great stuff. And I mean, he's the deportation kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
This is something that he had said in the past.
If you think back to the hurricanes we just had, you know, they had looters in Pinellas County. I think it was like 45 of them that were arrested over a period of time. And I think 40 of them were in this country illegally.
Yep.
That's a lot of ratio there.
So he understands the issue at hand. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis charging his state with taking the lead on Trump's deportation program, noting that he has the power to suspend officials who are neglecting their duties. Ooh. Today, I called for a special session of the Florida legislature the week of January 27 to prepare Florida to lead on the Trump administration deportation program. He made this announcement yesterday, stating that his administration will, quote, allocate resources and ensure state and local officials in Florida are supporting these efforts, unquote. And he went on to say, we have no time to waste. Yep. And we should also address key issues facing our state if we're going to do this special session. Ballot initiative integrity, disaster relief, and condominium regulations. So, yeah, they're going to be busy in Tallahassee with a lot going on there. But Governor DeSantis, he's taking the lead on this. And he said the American people spoke very clearly of these issues. There was a lot of very important issues. The issue of the border and illegal immigration was one of the top issues in the 2024 election. It's been one of the top issues that we've had in this country for many years. So it will require new legislation in Florida to ensure that the duties of both state and local officials are very clear and that those duties require them to be assisting the federal government in this regard. Now the state, we're going to do it because I'm going to order that the state does it. Who is still playing the sanctuary type game?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that like Gainesville? Imagine the other blue county, like Leon County and Tallahassee.
Yeah.
I don't know, South Florida.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a little, maybe less than before as things have, you know, been changing.
Well, you would think. I mean, again, these ain't your grandpa's migrants.
No, they're not.
DeSantis said some of this will require funding, and he'll be calling on the legislature to provide that as well. The governor said it's going to help with the overall public safety. Absolutely. He mentioned the looters, many of those who were in the country illegally. And he said enforcing immigration law in and of itself is important. You think back to the hurricanes, and just like he talked about the looters in Pinellas County, like he did a moment ago, and he said they must be sent back immediately. And he is here to help the overall situation, and he's going to use whatever authority he has, and he's going to push the legislature to do their part and kind of lead the charge for the nation. So,
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, what's not to like? And Denmark said, hey, yeah, you can have Greenland.
Well, did they really say that?
Well, they didn't go that far.
Okay.
But they seem to at least warm up a little bit to the idea of what Trump was talking about.
Cooperation maybe is a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to warm up that Danish sometimes. Just a little.
Oh, yeah. Much
careful
sweeter.
Careful with the microwave. Don't overdo it. Any bread products, you're really changing the molecular structure. That's probably where Alzheimer's comes from. It's probably from microwaving bread. I don't think you were ever supposed to do that.
Hmm.
Just looking for solutions here.
Okay. You are a problem solver, Bob.
Yeah. Or a troublemaker, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Could be both.
Yeah.
So, Danish Foreign Minister Lars Rasmussen.
Shocking, isn't it?
Said on Monday that his government understands America's legitimate security interest. So they said, you know, there's folks saying, oh, yeah, look at Trump. He's talking crazy talk. We're going to take over Greenland by force and all that. Not what he said.
No, he didn't.
And they know better. But now there are things that are happening in the Arctic region. But they're not interested in handing over Greenland. He always starts high, right? It's the art of the deal.
And what do you think they've caught on to that by now? I mean, he uses hyperbole to make a point, shake things up a little bit. So then when he actually dives in doing something, it's a whole lot mellower than that, and suddenly that looks great. Well, yeah, good idea. You know, good idea there, President.
Well, if you ever tried to sell a used car, man, once you go down to like $3,200, you can't turn around and go, you know, I think I'd get $3,400, and the guy's standing there with cash. No. Not if you already, once you made, so you can always go down.
Yeah.
You can never go up.
Yeah. So start at $39.95.
That's right.
That's right. Back off.
Then you hit them with a dealer fee.
Of $4,500.
Yeah. That's for paperwork. Really? Yeah. I hate that game.
No, I know.
I really do. All right. I don't want to get into any dispute with the incoming president. That's what this Rasmussen said. Yeah. That's pretty smart.
Oh, yeah.
He has a certain specific way to formulate requests, and what we're doing right now is getting into a more detailed dialogue with the incoming president. Very well said.
Because as of, you know, a couple of days ago, you thought they weren't even going to talk to the guy.
Right.
But if we could get some cooperation going, that kind of heads off that whole threat from the Kremlin of, hey, you know, we're concerned about this area up here. So, you know.
I was looking for audio from the Greenland's prime minister.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
Why is that?
His first name is Mute.
Oh, I see what you did
there. I
don't
know if I'm saying it right, but that's how it's spelled, M-U-T-E, Mute.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's his position?
He's the prime minister.
He should be talking.
And listen to the writing. I love when people are cute like this. Yeah. Greenland's prime minister, Mute Egdi, sounded a similar note. Get it? Sounded a similar note. And he's Mute.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, said Greenland's independence is Greenland's business, but he is very prepared to have an open dialogue with incoming President Trump. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Department of Justice released part of the Jack Smith report. Details on that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Ready for a party, a celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just days away, less than a week. The inauguration. The dawn of a new world. Yeah!
We're gonna, anybody wanna feel,
they're going to be there.
Such a thrill, such a thrill, my body.
The Village People.
I thought they didn't like it.
No, man, they totally turned around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because when he was dancing to this, they didn't like it.
Yeah, is this Macho Man?
Yeah.
Where's the hook, man? Where's the...
Well,
come on, Mr. Music Director.
Every man wants to be
there we go.
A macho man.
I mean, he got like a cease and desist order on this one.
From Randy Savage?
Oh, wrong Macho Man.
Oh.
Here, have a beef jerky.
He's a macho man.
That's a Slim Jim.
I was trying not to lose copyright.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 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 hey.
Trump dance, Bob. Come on.
I got to be
it's radio. Come on.
Macho man, yeah.
I thought it was written by somebody from Wisconsin. I thought it was Nacho Man, a whole cheesehead thing, but I guess not. YMCA. They're going to be performing at the inauguration. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Let's see. What kind of lineup do we have? I thought I wrote this down here. Where?
Carrie Underwood. Which was another surprise to me. She leans a little more lefty.
Yeah, but she said, we got to bring people together.
That's nice. That is nice for her to say.
She clearly, she gets it.
Yes.
She says, I love our country and I'm honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and to be a small part of this historic event.
That or she has a new single coming out soon.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future.
I like that.
Yeah.
Which more people thought that way.
So do I. I really do. So you've got Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. She's going to sing America the Beautiful.
Okay. I like that.
You've got the Kid Rock has jumped on board.
No surprise there.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Village People, who, like you say, gave them a cease and desist, but now they've turned all the way around to saying, heck yeah, we'll play at the party.
I like it.
You wonder what happens behind the scenes. You're in the music business. Somebody gets rubbed the wrong way.
Yeah.
But yet maybe the performers themselves didn't feel that way at all. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay. I could see that for sure.
And
his daughter will not be appearing, I'm sure.
And Lee Greenwood.
Of course, standard. He's everywhere with the title.
Well, he's got the song that you start tearing up
when
you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Also playing at the ball, which I guess is later.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that's fairly recent
I like that.
Ad. And Rascal Flatts.
No surprise there.
Nope. So no. It's going to be a good time. Would you go if you had tickets? Would you go?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Be awesome.
You'd be out there schmoozing.
Yeah.
If you got up close to the Trumpster, man, you could probably, we'd be.
Well, you know.
Next thing you know, we'd be syndicated.
Don't think.
We'd be rich.
I'm still.
Maybe I'll buy you tickets for that. Do we have any? I'm sure we have some connections, but you have to use them sparingly.
Yeah, no. Those are, yes, use very carefully.
All right. What else do we have going on? Jack. You don't know Jack. You don't know Jack Smith. Mm. And you know what? I don't know him, and I don't want to know him.
No, he's just scummy.
The Justice Department made public Volume 1.
What?
Like, what is this?
Is it
like,
Encyclopedia Britannica?
What is it, the Bee Gees' greatest hits?
I wish.
Yeah, really. Of the former special counsel Jack Smith's final report on his now closed investigations into President Donald Trump just days before he's set to be sworn into office. And, of course, who released it? Attorney General Merrick Garland.
My goodness.
Weasels rip my flesh. Released the first volume, which focuses on the election case against Trump of Smith's report, and just put it out like at midnight. Because it's been going back and forth, the federal court. An opening letter from Smith, who resigned last week, to Garland said, "It is laughable that Trump believes the Biden administration or other political actors influenced or directed his decisions as a prosecutor," stating he was guided by the principles of federal prosecution. No case like this had been brought before.
This was
clearly a political witch hunt. And for them to still be in total state of denial just goes to show you how much work the Republicans really have to do when it comes to try to take out this weaponization component, this obviously, you know, political partisan hackery that's been going on. Trump's cases represented ones in which the offense was the most flagrant, the public harm the greatest, and the proof the most certain. The lengthy report said his office fully stands behind the decision to bring criminal charges against Trump because he resorted to a series of criminal efforts to retain power after he lost the 2020 election.
Okay.
Over the top, ridiculous, partisan, hackery. I can't wait for all these people to get flushed down the Trump toilet. The golden toilet.
Oh.
Trump's golden toilet.
I love it.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think we need to bring that back. I'll just mention their name, and then you play it on the hot key, you know.
Well, even before you said, I envisioned a gold.
Really?
The gold, I did, yes.
The golden toilet.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Sheriff Bobby Schultz is going to be with us at the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you would normally get your podcast, on the Odyssey app or anywhere else. Just click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Is Sky News.
Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump's election win.
Trending stories.
Severe winter weather gripping much of the nation.
And why they matter.
We're not going to be below freezing in the state of Florida for weeks at a time that would set back agriculture.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole god life.
The Panama Canal is vital.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz will join us in a little over an hour from now. Looking forward to that. Speaking of law enforcement, hey, tip of the hat, kudos, ASO deputy. Saves a man's life. Man is lucky to be alive. He was hit by a vehicle early hours January 11th, a couple days ago. Alachua County Sheriff's Deputy stopped by. You know, hey, I just happened to stop by here, perform some CPR. How awesome is that? Deputy was traveling westbound on East University Avenue. She saw a vehicle strike a pedestrian while she was looking in a rearview mirror. She made a U-turn, ran toward the man who was lying unconscious on the roadway, not breathing. She started CPR while calling for EMS and providing updates on her radio and continued CPR for more than a minute.
Wow.
A second deputy arrived, performed chest compressions. The victim was revived at the scene.
They're okay now.
And transported to local hospital, stable condition.
That's awesome news.
Isn't that cool?
Love those stories. In a world where there's folks who are always just trying to find anything to bash law enforcement about, this is what they're all about, folks.
Yeah, I like this better than, you know, writing tickets to some, you know, really well-mannered citizen on the way to work at 4 a.m.
I'll bet you
do. Which ASO never did that to me, by the way.
Right.
That was something else. Anyway, way to go, man.
That's good.
Seriously.
Good story. Love it.
That's above and beyond. Uh-huh. Reacting very quickly, just taking charge of the situation. And
well,
you save someone's life.
Yeah, paying attention about what's going on around them. You know, they're being aware. They're kind of watching. Yeah. Love it. That's awesome story.
All right. I knew you'd like that one. What about this radicalization that we know has been taking place for some time? Kind of off the radar a little bit for a little while in terms of the, you know, the Islamic side of it. Mm. We had a different, brand kind of with that whole Palestinian thing and college campuses and all that. But this guy, this 42-year-old Texas consultant named Shamsuddin Jabbar, the one who drove through the crowd.
Yeah.
A crowd of New Year's revelers in New Orleans when they were celebrating the beginning of 2025 was flying an ISIS flag from the hitch of his rented pickup truck, and he killed 14 and injured another 30. Mm-hmm. Where's the laws? Why isn't there a three-day waiting period to get in his rented truck?
Because who knows what you might do with it.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't know your intent.
Right.
It could be bad.
On the 350-mile drive from Houston to the Big Easy, Jabbar recorded selfie videos declaring his allegiance to ISIS and saying he initially planned to kill his own friends and family, but decided on attacking innocent members of the public in order to attract more attention to what he called, quote, a war between the believers and the disbelievers. So is he... He's a believer? He's a believer. Okay. So you run over a bunch of people.
Right.
That are innocent, clearly innocent. Mm-hmm. And you don't know whether they're believers or not, really.
No, you don't.
But you run them all over. And so the people that see this happen, they're like, oh, dude, I want in on his religion, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to mow people down.
With rented trucks.
I would think most people would be absolutely disgusted to their core when they think about the carnage and the unbelievable level of cowardice.
Oh, yeah.
So this cowardice to run down innocent people, and they can't even hear you coming because you're an electric vehicle. Uh-huh. How does that, if there's this war between the believers and disbelievers, I don't see how you're going to make any friends.
That's not a good draw in kind of tactic.
Yeah. What are some of the benefits? Well,
you're going to get shot by the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is again.
Yeah.
These people that want to commit. Here's what I believe. And I've read this before and I shared this with everybody probably maybe it was about 2 weeks ago or less. Anyway, the point is, I really think that there are people that are very disturbed. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, there's something inside them that they want to kill, maim, and hurt innocent people. Then they go out and find their cause du jour, their radicalization, their way to rationalize their terrible behavior.
Because it fits where their brain is anyway.
Yeah, they don't do it. I don't know. It's not a totally conscious thing. Mm-hmm. It's they have these built-up emotions that are, you know, don't make sense because they're not. They're outside the bounds of normalcy. And then if they're looking long and hard enough, they'll find something that they go, I like what those people are saying.
I think you're right because I don't think what happens is you're like shopping one day for surfboards on the internet and then the ISIS site pops up and you're like, oh, that looks interesting. Yeah, I think there's already some issues, and they find a place where their issues fit.
And isn't it interesting that this radicalization in the vast majority of cases happens over the internet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that same internet where you still have, even though Zuckerberg said he's not censoring anymore, you still have censorship.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody, she tries to post articles that are medical and health related, and one was about, you know, the dangers of the COVID vaccine and how people are having, you know, heart issues as a result.
Right.
Totally all documented, all legitimate stuff,
really?
You know, not quackery at all. Yep. And
wow.
Being censored. This just happened the other day. So Zuckerberg's a liar. They are censoring. But isn't it interesting? Huh. Every day, pedophiles meet up with little kids because of the internet.
Right.
Every day, somebody's radicalized because of material and information they were able to get over the internet. But yet, they have the ability on all these social platforms to censor what could be solid and sane information, well, for Americans and all people, really, when it comes to their health. It does. It kind of makes you wonder. Mm-hmm. And they're so quick on the draw. It's like, wow, how did they get that off there so quick?
Right.
And yet this site, it's clearly all they're doing is radicalizing people, teaching hate, teaching murder. And yet
it hangs out
somehow
and
it's still
yeah.
around.
Hmm. Something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. It irritates me. All right. Ashley Moody. Is she going to be a senator? We've been hearing some rumors. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.